something quite special happening on the show this morning. A live on-air auction of a very, very special watch. It is a limited edition Tag Heuer watch with a Springbok emblem on it. It's, of course, a World Cup year. And you could own one of these watches, not only anyone, number 94. Get it? 94.2. And with that, you can also, when you bid on the watch and you get the watch this morning, we're going to throw in an amazing experience. One of the experiences is an experience that money cannot buy. No money in the world can buy the experience. It is so exclusive. I cannot even tell you a lot about it, but trust you, me, it's going to be an experience that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, as well as a chance to watch the Springbok Australia game in a suite, not just any suite, but the SA Rugby suite. So hospitality suite at Emirates Airline Park. Joining us on the show right now, let's just quickly start with this rugby legend himself. So good to see him again. Watched him so many times score such amazing tries on screen, and here he is in the studio this morning, Stefan ter Blaas. Stefan, lekker om jou te sien.
Oh, baie dankie. Dis baie lekker om jou te wees. Dankie vir die voorreg en die fantastische loosie vir een van die jong manne wat ons geïdentificeer het op grassroots of op ontwikkelingsvlak. Maar dit is lekker mee te wees en baie dankie.
Nou, hoe pas jy in? Jy is ook nou deel van die SA Legends. I mean, you guys also keep your eyes open to spot guys like Nandi. That is an incredible extension of what you've already accomplished.
Yeah, I think we're very privileged that the South African Rugby Legends started in 2001.
Yeah.
You know, as an old boys club, to get the guys something to belong to after rugby, because you play rugby, professional rugby, half your life, and then all of a sudden you get dropped back into normal society, as I would like to call it. And, you know, one in December you have a contract, you have a job, and you have money, and you have a team that you belong to, and then January your contract doesn't get renewed, and it's normal life. So
it's a lot
started,
like radio.
Very much. Except for the money part.
Yeah. We started like that, and you know, then we've grown from identifying, and actually Vuka Rugby is now 10 years old, started by three guys in Cape Town, amazing guys, and they'd grown from one province to two province, and then had a chat with SA Rugby, and they said, well, you know, you do such good work, can we help you, can we assist you, can you grow this for us nationally, grow from 2 to 8 to 11 to 14 provinces, just over 25,000 boys and girls playing rugby.
That's amazing.
At grassroots level, and what I must add is these kids, a lot of them never had the opportunity to play rugby before, so we identify those kids, identify facilities, try and get them coaches, and I mean, the stories and the talent is just scary. What's out there is just giving these kids an opportunity to play.
And that's the future of rugby.
Absolutely.
We have to start right at grassroots level and educate and coach and give kids opportunities. Like young Nandi Maduna, who's 17 years old. Tell me about Nandi and how you guys spotted him.
Yeah, as I said, there's 25,000 boys and girls playing rugby, and we can quite easily treble that number over the next couple of years. But you know, every year we have a lot of grassroots rugby. You grow that place, make it bigger, and then you sort of filter it through to our national Ikawi Week, which takes place every September, October holiday. And along the way, Yaku will speak to you earlier as well. And Yaku is just the most amazing guy in the Falker region, one of our development officers there. And what he's done with a small amount of money, but with a huge amount of passion, growing the game across the Falker region and in the township. And that's where he spotted Nandi. And Nandi obviously had a lot of talent. There's a lot of kids with talent, but his passion. And Yaku will also tell you a little bit more about where Nandi comes from. And that makes him even more special. As I said, there are so many good, exceptional rugby players and naturally talented boys in our country. We just have to find, and that's our responsibility. I mean, it's government, whether it's the SA Rugby Legends, the help of South African rugby
to find them, develop them. Nandi, morning. How's it? Good to see you again.
I'm good, and you?
Well, lekker man, lekker man. You're sitting next to a guy who knows how to cross the try line.
Yeah,
a couple of times. He's had some records in his life.
I feel very privileged to be here today and sitting next to a great legend like him, and I feel as if this is a great opportunity to just say thank you for everything that has been happening in my life. And
Nandi, you're a bit younger. You have to go watch on YouTube, but we do have videos and our CDs and our we still have CDs and videos and VHS tapes when I played. So you have to go. You'll have to go far back on YouTube to, I mean, you're a bit young, but yeah.
Take it from me. Yeah. But yeah, you're just saying thank you to these guys for spotting you, because as Stefan there said, you know, there are so many talented youngsters like yourself out there, and we need to be very vigilant in spotting that talent, because it's not always easy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to stand out. It's not easy to get the opportunities, Nandi. It's not always easy.
It's true.
And in your case, it definitely wasn't an easy road up until now. Am I right?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for one bit. Yes, there's the stereotype that rugby is one of the toughest sports, and yes, it is. But then if you have the right people in your corner to back you up always, you always have the motivation to do your best, to do your utmost best. And the way you play in the rugby field is the response you'll get from people. And if the response is good, it means you're doing your job real good.
Doing your job real good. Well, I'm going to chat some more about Nandi. You'll get to know him better on the show this morning. Stefan de Blaas, ook op die show saam met ons. Hy het nou vir Jaco se naam genoem, Jaco Kutse. Ons gaan net met Jaco praat. En natuurlik wil ons sien wie kom in vanoggend. You know, I mean, I know all the movers and shakers listening to the show and the Gauteng traffic, or people who work in mining in Mpumalanga, Northwest. En daar's mense met geld wat luister, wat of miskien het passie. Miskien wil jy net nie lening uitneem. Jy moet jy laai horlosie hê. Exo, dit is a beautiful Tag Heuer Springbok Limited Edition watch. In fact, let's see if we can get a call or two on air this morning with a bid. Ons het vir Fani Smit van Roodepoort op die lyn. Fani, goeiemôre.
Môre, Martin.
Dit is maar vir jou spesiale ding hierdie om te hê, hoor. Hierdie Tag Heuer.
Baie, weet jy, ek daai eintlik nie ons horlosies moet hoor.
Maar hierdie wil jy draai.
Ek dink is meer experience wat ek vir my en my pa sal wil doen. So dit is eindelijk hoekom ek op hom bid.
Alright, so what's your bid this morning, Fani?
30,000.
Lekker, my vriend. Wow. Lekker, my vriend. Baie, baie, dankie.
Ja, ons
hou jou poort. Cool, man.
Dankie, Martin.
Hang on. This is how things go. Got JJ from Secunda on the line. JJ, morning.
Môre Marte, môre span.
Môre JJ. Jy vir ons ietsie daar, maar jy wil graag jou losie. Ons het 30,000 JJ.
Ek is op 32, Marte.
Okay, 32. Okay. En is jou losie vir jou?
Ja, is vir myself.
Okay, fantasties. Jy is a fan, hè?
Ja, groot fan van Stefan ook.
Dankie, JJ. Ek dink vir jou losie, hy is nou miskien 32,000 werd, maar as hy sprong ook in die wereldbeker lig, op die 4 November, dan gaan hy sommer spring na 60,000, so, dan die hemel, jy koop een winskoopie.
Tenminste.
Ja, verseker, beleggings,
dankie JJ. So, JJ Engelbrecht van Secunda, so ver met die hoogste, en het is 32,000 rand. Let's see who can better that. Very special edition this morning, doing something we haven't done before, and that is a live on air auction. And what are we auctioning off? Well, a very limited edition Tag Heuer Springbok watch, and with that we're throwing in experiences that money really cannot buy. You'll also, if you are the winning bid this morning, you will also get invited to the Springboks Australia Test, and that is on the 20th of July at Emirates Airline Park in one of SA Rugby's hospitality suites, Nochal. You'll also be invited to a very special Springbok rugby experience the day before the test match. It's very exclusive.
Money can't buy that.
No, sorry. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for any Springbok rugby fan. Now, why are we raising this money? Because it's Good Morning Angels, and we want to make a difference in the lives of youngsters that need to excel. And we need to be noticed and developed and need to be given opportunities. Want to become Springboks hopefully one day themselves. And one of those young gents, his name is Nandi Maduna, 17 years old, who was spotted amongst others by the SA Rugby Legends Association. Stefan de Blaas also on the show with us this morning. Jaco Kutse, which I'll introduce to you. I'll introduce you to Jaco in a moment as well. But Nandi, just good to get back to you in a moment. Your position is, you know, you like fullback. You prefer fullback.
Yeah.
Which means you can also play fly off.
Yes, and definitely.
Kick the ball. Tell me, where did you grow up? Tell me a bit more about yourself.
So, I was born in the Eastern Cape, but then most of my life has been here in Gauteng, Johannesburg. So we lived here most of our lives, and we grew up in a township called Reha Park in Boksburg. Mm-hmm. So it's a colored community. So sports and rugby isn't really noticeable in townships like Reha Park, but yet there is talent there. But then I grew up there, and I went to Lakeside Primary School, and I ended up in Reha Park Secondary, and so on. My story ended up being in Kempton Park, where I am right now, because of great people that have been looking out for me and so on. So
You mentioned your mom before. You live with your mom?
Yes, I live with my mom and my two siblings. So my father is in the Eastern Cape, so we live in Reha Park, so I definitely live just with my mom.
And your dad in the Eastern Cape, you don't have much contact with him?
Yes, we do have contact with him, and the contact is firm, and we do talk often, so the communication is still there.
Your mom is the prime caregiver. She needs to make sure that your family is looked after. Am I right? Is she working?
No, my mom does not work, but somehow, some way, she finds a way to put food on the table and
I don't know how.
Yeah.
But she's a power woman.
I love that woman.
You love that woman.
Yeah, she's my hero. And
Have there been times where it were very tough?
Yeah, there's almost every week is tough, I would say. So yes, everyone is obliged to face challenges, but we all have challenges. It's natural, but then,
absolutely. And you know what the great thing is? You also represent other people that may come from your background, that may be sitting, listening, that are in a similar situation. So the more you share your story, the more other people recognize that story, and the more they are inspired. And that's why I ask people about their stories here on the show. I love hearing about people's stories, because I don't know your story, you don't know mine.
Yes.
You say you love that woman, that mom of yours, she's strong, and you live with your siblings, so it's the four of you.
Yes.
The four of you living at home. How tough does it get?
It comes to a point where it's not that we don't get food alike and so on, but then it comes to a point where we don't always buy what we want. And yes, we get the needs, but then it's not always the needs that you want. You want more. So we don't always get what we want more.
Yeah.
And
let me put it this way. You're obviously a talented rugby player.
Exactly.
Am I right in saying that you don't necessarily have at home what young growing rugby players would always need?
Yes.
I think a lot of people grow up in circumstances like that, but you don't always have the means to get you everything that you need.
Yes, exactly.
To move forward in life. Exactly. Not even sometimes the basics. Mm-hmm. And it's so important just to keep what keeps you going. I mean, am I right in saying you must face some tough days?
Yeah,
at home
every day. It's
every day is tough.
Every day.
Day is tough.
Every single day.
And am I right in saying every day could also be a struggle just to get through the basics?
Yes, exactly.
What keeps you going?
What keeps me going is this one scripture I read in the Bible. So it's Mark chapter 9 verse 23. So we firm believers in Christ, and it says, "If you believe, anything is possible." So besides my circumstances and whatnot, I still believe that if I believe I have a future, if I believe that I can do this, if I believe I have a talent, who can stop me? Because I believe that no one else can stop me besides myself and my mindset. And many people have groomed me to think that way. So, yeah.
And your prayers have been answered. Obviously, the right people have spotted you. In for I mean, so as... As Jaco could see van die valke ontwikkelingsbestuurder Jaco, môre welkom.
Môre.
Mens weet nie altyd wat ander mense se lewens aangaan nie.
Nee, verseker. Die eerste ding wat mense my vra is, hoekom sit ons om in 'n koshuis nie? Sy Boeties en sissie is baie klein en sy ma's alleen. So om Fernandie uit die omstandighede uit te vat, is nie die regte ding.
Is dit hartseer?
Ja, dit is.
Maar in sy huis.
Ek het nou Ja, ek het, hy het nou vir my die nuwe location gestuur. Hulle het oorspronklik in Reigerpark naby die hoërskool gebly. En dit was in een vertrek so groot soos 'n enkel garage. Hy woon nou in 'n shack. En dis skrikwekkend.
Dis tof.
Ja, ja.
Maar die regte mense het hom gecheck en hy is nou by Kempton Park Hoërskool.
Mm. Dis reg, ja. Ja. So hulle tel hom in die busie op in die oggende. En dan vat hulle hom nou deur en dan het hy na by die skool is hy besig met die homeschooling omdat hy Engels is. So dit gaan hom help met sy talente en die ontwikkeling dat hy daai hoë intensiteit rugby kan speel.
Natuurlik ja, wat jy nodig het
om nou,
ja,
na baie ver te
gaan. You want to play for South Africa one day?
Yes, I want to represent South Africa one day and just show my talent and prove to them that I am worthy.
Well, you're already worthy. I mean, let's be honest.
He's one of the most worthy people I've seen. He's a beautiful, beautiful young man. And Jaco het nie nou gesê nie, maar you said jy het gesê 'n maand terug was omstandighede anders. Hoe het hom fisies geraak nadat hulle in die shack bly?
Ja, ek het geskrik toe ek hom gesien het. Ek het hom so 2 maande terug gesien, omdat ek besig is met die hele groot projek, dankzij die Legends. So ons werk met baie kinders en so ek het om so 2 maande terug gesien en ek het geskrik toe kom volgend sien en hy het baie gewig verloor. So die hele ding is die basiese goeders wat ons aan gewoond is en die kinders wat in die koshuise bly, hy het dit nie.
You can't presume that everyone has access to the same things, but listen, this is why we have a community of people that are kind people that care. And we call them all together on something called Good Morning Angels. This is what we do every week. It's a gathering of people who put themselves aside for a moment to help someone else. Tag Heuer has given us a very fancy schmancy watch that all of us would like to own, to use that watch to raise funds for young Nandi and people like him in his situation. It's a stunning, stunning watch. It is worth a lot of money because it's exclusive. It's got the Springbok emblem on it. And with that, you also get experiences that money can't buy if you get the highest bid in this morning. So far, the highest bid, 32,000 rand. Mm. On the line right now, we've got Wimpy Cardle. Wimpy, goeiemôre.
Hoe gaan het?
Dankie man, lekker aangehou. Het lekker hierdie kant. En jy?
Mooi, mooi. Kan nie plan en het lekker koud nee, hier by ons.
Lekker koud, my vriend. Is jy 'n groot rugby fan? Ja.
Ek is 'n groot rugby fan en ek het ook rugby gespeel en ek het ook in die Cape Town Tens gespeel en teen Terblanche gespeel, so ek het daai eer gehad om teen die Legends te speel.
As jy nou gespeel het, kan jy om Terblanche noem.
Ja.
So Wimpy, jy is 'n aanhanger, jy is self 'n groot fan en 'n speler ook nogal. En hierdie horlosie en hierdie ondervinding om daai toets te gaan kyk en daai Springbok ondervinding wat geld nie kan koop nie, dit klink aantreklik.
Ja, nee. Ja, dit is, en ook wat Nandi gesê het, van waarop hy gekom het, en hoe hard dit is in die lewe daar buiten, so, ja, hy raak baie mense se harte, hoor.
Ek hoor vir jou, wat het jy volgend vir ons, Wimpy?
Wel, ek glo nie daar sal, ek glo die bed gaan baie hoog gaan, maar ek sal ons 50,000 rand betaal vir hy losie.
Hoeveel?
50,000 rand. 50,000 rand, we've got a bid of 50,000 bucks. Wimpy, ek hoop en ek hoop nie. Ek hoop vir jy klink as nog, jy klink na 'n goeie mens.
Ek klink na 'n goeie mens.
Jou mens wil dit vir my gee,
nee. Ja, maar ook nie. So, Wimpy, baie dankie daarvoor. Kom ons hoor of enig iemand hom kan beter, indien niemand hom kan beter, nie, baie losie jou en die ander vinding jou. Dankie, Wimpy, hoor.
Cheers, bye, dankie julle, lekker dag, bye.
Well, there you go, Wimpy Cardles van die Westerrand, representing 50,000 rand. If you can better that, if you want to put a higher bid in, the SMS line is open, I'm waiting for your SMS. But now, Maxi Knussen, she stated her case very, very beautifully. She wants this watch for her husband, who's involved with SA Touch Rugby, as it turns out. Well, she's back, Maxi.
Hi, Martin.
You can't resist, can you?
No, well, you know what? The whole family is in on it now.
Oh.
So my cousin is in on it, Chanel. She says, stop this. We're going for
stop
it.
This.
We're going to go big or go home. So we definitely want this experience. And it's not just for Stephen, my husband, but it's also obviously for the development of our rugby players and touch rugby players as such too. So definitely we really, really want to go for this.
So where are you at now?
At the office in Madrid.
And your offer? What is your bid?
75,000 rand,
ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
75,000. So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one more song, and okay. I'm going to see if we stand with yours by the end of the song.
Okay.
And then it's going to be yours, and I'm going to do the whole going, gone, going once.
Okay.
So it's going once on 75,000 rand for that Tag Heuer limited edition watch, and of course the exclusive Money Can't Buy rugby experiences. So let's see what happens next. We'll tell you what happened next. Wimpy Cardles van die restaurant, hy laat my gaan nie. Wimpy!
Môre, yes.
So, ons staat op 75,000, Wimpy. Wat het jy vir ons?
Wel, kom, ons gaan 80 toe. Ons hou op die ronde nommers.
Okay, now, oh I've done an auction or two in my day, so mm-hmm. I've got Maxi on the other line. Maxi and the Knussen family, 80,000 rand from Wimpy. Do you want to stand? Do you want to better that bid? What do you have?
Oh, my word, Wimpy. Come on.
Hello. Yeah, come on, get it for us too, man.
Maxi, going once on 80,000. The Knussen family, proud rugby family. Your husband heads up Touch Rugby in South Africa. Stephen is his name.
Mm-hmm. That's Stephen Knussen, yes.
And he would love this watch, I can tell you that.
Yeah. You know what, Wimpy? I'd love to give it to you, but I'm going to go for 82.
Oh.
Sure. Okay. Then I go 85.
Knussen family, such a proud rugby family, aren't you? Rugby supporters of note, 85.
Martin, you're enjoying this?
Yeah. Listen, he loves this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go up to 87,000.
87,000. Martin, if I may just come in here as well, there's a beautiful book about the history of South African rugby. It's called The Springbok Opus from the SA Rugby Legends side. We'll throw in one of those as well. And yes! I'll get, I know John is listening, John Smith, Springbok captain. I'll go on my knees, ask Francois to sign it as well. I can't guarantee, but I know John will sign it. Gary Teichman, myself, we'll get a couple of the boys to sign it as well and to address that book to whoever takes the watch.
Guys, we've just upped the stakes. We have just upped the stakes with that amazing book, John Smith, Stefan Treblanche,
Gary Teichman,
James Small. I can have a French work for
Andre Joubert.
Andre Joubert.
World Cup winners in 1995.
Oh. Guys, listen, Maxi, listen, Wimpy. Now that book alone is worth 87,000 rand. That is very, very exclusive. We'll throw in a beautiful Tag Heuer watch. We will. That's where it all began. Paul and Elifan van Tag Heuer, they got this going. You should be so proud. So 87,000 from the Knussen family. Am I right? Or no.
Yes.
87,000 from the Knussen family, or was that from you, Wimpy? I got carried away. Who got the 87?
Well, then I'm going to make it 100,000. If she can beat that, then be it. But I think I can clinch it on 100,000. And then, let's see.
100,000 rand, ladies and gentlemen, from Wimpy Cardelse van die Westrand van Hekvoort. Knussen family, I think, I don't know. What are your thoughts at this stage? That is a beautiful, big, round amount.
That is beautiful. And I'm going to give it to Wimpy, because I think then he deserves
it. Ladies and gentlemen, going once, going twice, sold to Wimpy Cardelse from Hekvoort.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maxi to the Knussen family, thank you for being great players. I thank you so much. All the best there. Good luck
thank
with everything
so
there
much.
At Touch Rugby. Wimpy, what a gentleman. Bye-bye, donkey, Wimpy.
Just amazing.
Maar ek sê vir jou wat, jy kan hierso, Nandi is hierso in die ateljee saam met ons, jy kan vir Nandi sê, op waar die 100,000 rand een verskil kan maak.
Nandi?
I'm listening.
Nandi, jy bring tears to our eyes, man. Sure.
Sorry,
with
man.
A big voice, and I know you love your mom a lot. I love my mom a lot. And I just want to say to you, You set your goals, you do that goals, and you'll reach it, because I know how that feels. Mm. And you'll never look back, never.
because you're a strong boy. Doesn't matter what culture you are. I believe in you, like all our South Africans believe in all our kids, and we love our kids to bits, and I know you're going to do great. I know that, but don't forget to study.
Yeah.
Sports and study goes hand in hand. Hey? Don't forget that.
I appreciate it.
Daar gaan my mascara nou. Nandi, that's amazing, my friend. 100,000 rand is going to make a difference somewhere. Jaco, Paul, Stefan, she happy.
Yo, I've cried a few times up here, and mostly at Loftus Versfeld or Emirates Airline Park when I used to play. But yeah, Wimpy, thank you so much. And to the guys from Tag or your Pico and Moss in South Africa, I mean, what a great initiative, what a great watch. And to the people of South Africa, thank you very much. It's amazing, and I genuinely believe that we got a great country and wonderful people who want to make a difference.
Nandi, what are you going to say to your mom?
Mom, you're the best. You are my heroine, and I will always love you. You know I do, and I will always prove to you. I know I'm difficult sometimes, but I still love you. You're the best.
Thank you so much for being here, and we're backing you all the way. We're watching you.
Yeah.
You're a great young player, and you're going to make it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hang on. Before we move on... I want to talk to Tandiswa Maduna, the mom of Nandi. She's on the line. Tandiswa, good morning.
Hello. Morning.
I wanted to surprise Nandi with your voice this morning. Have you been listening? Have you been up to date with what's happened this morning? And our amazing listeners, the kindest, most generous listeners in South Africa, especially Wimpy Karelse, who bought that watch and that experience for 100,000 to help your son.
Yo, thank you very much. I don't know what I can say.
Well, you know what? You don't have to say anything, because I think your young son here, Nandi, he's told us all about it and how proud he is of you and how hard you try to keep things going for him and also his siblings. So, well done to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That is all pleasure. but wait, there's more. But wait, there's more. On the other line, Nandi, is one of our good friends to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know Spa. You go to the shop, you go to your Spa. Rita Inbleek, goeie vriendin van die program. Rita, goeiemorgen.
Hi, goeiemorgen, Maarten, Nandi en Tandiswa.
Good morning.
Jy het nog goeie nuus.
Ja, Tandiswa en Nandi, van Spa se kant af het ons gehoor julle mooi storie, en ons wil net julle sê, ons wil graag vir julle Spa shopping vouchers gee vir die waarde van R20,000 wat julle kan gebruik hierdie jaar om die kos bietjie makliker te maak en alles, en vir jou ma dit makliker te maak om jou te support ook in alles wat jy nodig het. En ons dink jy het 'n wonderlike talent gekry, en ons wil so graag jou support om dit ook uit te leef.
How about that? Another 20,000 from Spa and vouchers, so you can go and do shopping. Tandiswa?
Hello.
Another 20,000 rand to go and shop at Spa to help you.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you very much.
Nandi? Let me come around again.
Just give him a hug. Yes, you need a hug. It's got to be okay now.
Give me a hug, big boy.
Yes.
There you go. Well done. So there you go. Good job, Angels. The reason I don't wear mascara on my face. Bye, Donkey Amal. Final word to you, Nandi. Go for green and gold, my friend.
All the way. All the way.
Good job, Angels.
Dankie, Martin, vir julle hulp. Julle is wonderlik wat julle vir die mense doen. Mag die Here julle seën. Morning Angels with Martin Bester.